NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovar. A fish native to the Pecos River that is said by environmental groups to be nearly extinct could be given federal protections despite oil and gas industry leaders' insistence in doing so would stymie the Permian Basin energy development. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposed a threatened listing for the Pecos pupfish on November 21st, opening a 60-day public comment period and requiring the agency to issue a decision 1 year from the proposal. The agency also proposed setting aside critical habitat, that's lands where pupfish could regrow its population, that would entail restricting some access to 136 miles of the Pecos River and 26,555 acres in Eddy and Chavez counties in New Mexico and Culberson and Reeves County in Texas. Cameron Dickerman, 20, of Roswell, was arrested Sunday for allegedly attempting to use an axe to break into an ATM at a bank on the 300 block of South Sunset Avenue. Dickerman is charged with the attempted larceny over $20,000 and criminal damage to property over $1,000. No money was in the ATM, which can hold up to $70,000, but has been empty since October, flooding ravaged downtown Roswell. The complaint stated Dickerson also matched the description of a man who has tried to break into the same ATM on November 15th, which resulted in $20,000 of damage. And a $100,000 donation from Chevron could be the start of a cardboard recycling program in Carlsbad, officials hope to offer residents in the coming years. The city announced it is engaging in a feasibility study over the next 6 months to determine the cost and benefits of the program. The findings expected in early 2025. The intention for the city of Carlsbad is to build a facility for residents to recycle unused cardboard intended to reduce landfill waste and promote sustainable practices in the community. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is NTD Radio News.